from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker. Tomorrow, some of the Internet's most visited sites will go dark. Wikipedia, Reddit, MoveOn.org, and others will black out their sites. It's part of a protest of two bills moving through the Congress. SOPA, the Stop Online Piracy Act, is before the House, and PIPA, the Protect Intellectual Property Act, is in the Senate. The bills would impose a virtual death penalty on foreign websites that infringe on U.S. copyrighted material by ordering service providers here to block them. James Temple is a technology columnist at the San Francisco Chronicle. Mr. Temple, two of the state's biggest industries, Silicon Valley and Hollywood, are going head-to-head on these bills. What's at stake first for the movie studios?
Well, it's very clear that this is a real problem for the movie studios, not to mention pharmaceutical companies and fashion companies. You know, online copyright covers everything from music and movies that get traded around online to illegal pharmaceutical drugs and pirated versions of Gucci bags and the like. You know, the Internet, as much as it makes it easy for us to quickly click and buy the things we want to purchase or read the things we want to read or listen to the music we want to listen to, it also makes it just as easy to distribute and share illegal copyrighted goods.
And for technology companies like Wikipedia or Google, what are they afraid of?
There are multiple worries. One is that it gives way too much latitude to copyright holders to determine for themselves what is an infringing activity, a question that in court can often take years to sort out. And so there's a worry that perfectly legitimate sites that might have some infringing behavior on it, or intentional or otherwise, could get taken down because of some small infractions. Another concern is that the law enlists the help of ISPs, Internet Service Providers, search engines, and online advertisers to basically erase those sites from the Internet, to cut off connections and links to them when basically their job is supposed to be to impartially point users to the sites online. And finally, there's some worries about how the methods that have been proposed for blocking sites through the domain name system could potentially raise security concerns.
And what do you make of tomorrow's promised blackout by Wikipedia and others, and plans by thousands to black out their Twitter photos?
Well, I mean, I think that basically they have a very firm position here. They've been looking at this law for months, and they think there are some real dangers here. And so they feel like they need to take some steps to raise additional awareness among consumers as these laws move forward and continue to be discussed and debated in Congress.
Well, Wikipedia is the sixth most visited site on the web. I guess that'll make a big impression.
I certainly think that even just the coverage in the last couple of days and the event itself tomorrow is bound to raise attention for this issue.
So what's the future for these bills in Congress? And do we have any idea what President Obama might do if a consolidated bill makes it to his desk?
It's all going to depend on what that consolidated bill looks like. I think the president clearly telegraphed over the weekend through his administration's comments that a bill that looks very much like what's on the table today is not going to get passed. But I think that by virtue of making that announcement over the weekend, it sent a clear message, and already we're seeing legislators move to come up with compromise measures and revisions. So the big question in the months ahead is, can a compromise be struck that does indeed fairly balance out the needs of the media and pharmaceutical industries at the same time that they're not undermining the very sort of foundation of the Internet and one of the most promising and fast-growing industries in the nation today?
Thanks so much for talking to us.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
James Temple is the technology columnist for the San Francisco Chronicle. A number of local groups, including the Electronic Frontier Foundation and Hacks and Hackers, are planning a protest of the bills at Civic Center Plaza tomorrow. I'm Cy Musiker. More news online at kqednews.org.